children of immigrants are key to Arkansas's long-term economic outlook, and their opportunity to learn and flourish is in everyone's best interest.
Laura Kellums is Northwest Arkansas Director of Arkansas Advocates for Children and Families, a nonprofit statewide public policy research group seeking to improve the lives of children, founded in 1977. And for much of that time, the organization's been tracking the state's surging immigrant child population.
In 1990, we had about 12,000 kids in Arkansas who were a child of an immigrant. And today we have, or in 2010, we had 67,000 kids who were children of immigrants. But the majority of those are Hispanic kids. So over 50% of those kids are Hispanic kids. But we have, there could be children of immigrants living in different parts of the state who come from all parts of the world. I mean, there are scores of languages spoken in some of our schools, especially here in Northwest Arkansas. But for example, in Springdale, we have a population of families who came from the Marshall Islands, and there we think about 1,600 kids in that one school district whose families speak Marshallese at home.
The data was extrapolated from the latest U.S. Census records as well as the American Community Survey. And it reveals that, if not for the presence of diverse immigrant communities in Arkansas, the state's population rate would be in decline.
And in fact, it wouldn't have grown at all from 2000 to 2010 if it weren't for Hispanic kids. So the Arkansas child population would actually have declined from 2000 to 2010 if it weren't for the Hispanic child population.
Which is why the report's titled Critical Generation, Improving the Well-Being of Immigrant Children in Arkansas.
We call this report Critical Generation because we truly believe that this is a critical time for our state to invest in children who will improve our economy in the long run. So 88% of children of immigrants are citizens. So you hear the word children of immigrants and you think these are, children who weren't born here. But 88% of the children of immigrants in Arkansas are U.S. citizens. Their families are very stable. They don't move much more than any other native-born families may move, statistics show. So they're here in Arkansas. They're staying. They're stable. And we have the opportunity to ensure that they learn and that they're healthy and that they become productive members of our society. And so why wouldn't we ensure that we invest everything we can? Because it's a critical time for us to meet those needs today to ensure our economic prosperity in the long run.
The report takes into consideration a variety of immigration status, including documented, undocumented, and migrants.
The most of the data that we looked at children of immigrants. And that is defined as a child whose at least one parent is an immigrant. At least one parent was not born in the United States. They could be documented. They could be undocumented. The child could have been born here. The child could have been born outside the U.S. So we defined children of immigrants as a child of at least one parent who was not born in the U.S.
Arkansas immigration critics have long claimed that immigrants, particularly the undocumented, burden the state's social and medical welfare systems. Yet a 2007 report issued by the Winthrop Rockefeller Foundation counters that perception.
That the new immigrant population to our state provided an economic gain for Arkansas, not just in terms of business development and economic, just as overall economically, but also in terms of just straight tax revenue. So as opposed to what some people may think, that immigrants moving into the state may be an economic drain on the state, it actually showed definitively that they were an economic gain to Arkansas, and that they brought in more tax revenue to our state in terms of income tax and sales tax and other taxes, that they actually were a net gain for Arkansas. And they're working on a new version of that report right now, and we'll wait and see what the 2012 numbers show.
The Winthrop Rockefeller report cites that immigrants paid $20 million more in taxes than they used in state services. It also showed that immigrants directly and indirectly generate almost $3 billion a year in business revenue, and that immigrants are paying sales tax, property taxes, either through rent or home ownership, as well as income and Social Security tax.
And that's something that Arkansas Advocates is really wanting to point out to people throughout the state that that we need to concentrate on our own economic future as a state. This is the fastest growing number of children in our state, and we need to ensure that economically Arkansas takes into account what these kids need because it's good for our own economic future.
The report suggests taking certain steps, beginning with extending our kids, the state's Medicaid-funded health insurance, to all lawfully residing immigrant children.
The federal government, since 2009, has allowed states to extend programs like Our Kids. Every state has one. To extend programs like Our Kids to all lawfully residing children. That was a little bit of a word change from when Congress passed the reauthorization of that law. So that little bit of a word change to lawfully residing allowed us to take into account children who aren't necessarily fitting into some certain category of immigrant. And that would include migrants such as those from the Marshall Islands who live here lawfully but who aren't actually technically immigrants.
Less than 1,000 Marshallese migrant children would qualify for Our Kids coverage. But Laura Callum says due to an ongoing debate about the state's Medicaid funding shortfall, she expects some resistance.
You know, even if every single one of them got covered this year, it would be 0.25% of the children in Arkansas who are covered today. 400,000 kids get their health care through Our Kids in Arkansas today. So we're talking about a small percentage of those kids. And also, this, you know, we're paying for the health care for these families already. I mean, through emergency room visits, through the costlier care that they need based on not getting preventive care. So our argument is in the long run, we're going to be better off as a state. For one thing, we'll be getting federal matching funds to pay for this health care.
The report also suggests passing a state-level DREAM Act, which would allow undocumented Arkansas high school graduates the opportunity to pay in-state tuition rates at state colleges and universities. According to the 2010 census, Arkansas's Hispanic population has doubled over the past 10 years to more than 186,000. Of those, at least 55,000 are undocumented, and at least one-fifth of them are school-aged.
Sure. There's long been a debate in Arkansas about whether undocumented kids who graduate from Arkansas high schools should be allowed to pay in-state tuition rates to our public colleges and universities. We've failed to pass that legislation in the past based on arguments about federal law and whether that's the right thing to do here in Arkansas. But we think that now, more than ever, it's a great time to pass legislation that would do that, in part because of the recent directive that came from the Obama administration.
In late June, the U.S. Department of Homeland Security announced that hundreds of thousands of undocumented young people who meet certain criteria will be provided relief from criminal deportation and allowed to work in the United States. 4 in 5 of the nation's estimated 11.2 million unauthorized immigrants are of Hispanic origin. An estimated 825,000 to 2.1 million are young people. They'll be eligible for work permits if they arrive in the United States before age 16, are younger than 30, have been in the country for at least 5 continuous years, have no criminal history, graduated from a U.S. high school or earned a GED, or served in the military. The president's new prosecutorial discretion directive does not provide a path towards citizenship. And back to the Arkansas Advocates for Children and Families Critical Generation Report, one final recommendation is to increase funding for high-quality preschool programs for children of immigrants.
Kids who enter school still learning English have the most to gain, we think, from pre-kindergarten programs. So if when they're 3 and 4 years old, they're in a high-quality pre-kindergarten program, they are going to be ready to learn speaking English on that first day of kindergarten.
Laura Callum says 10,000 children in the Springdale Public School District live in non-English-speaking homes. The Critical Generation Report is concise, graphically interesting, with illuminating quotes provided by key community stakeholders. and has a cover of two little Hispanic girls dressed in pink, smiling up at the camera.
You look at the picture of those kids. They don't look, to me, any different than any other adorable Arkansas child who deserves the best in life. And so that's what that image says to me. Little girls in pink shirts, how are they different from any other child? They deserve everything that any child in Arkansas deserves.
Arkansas Advocates for Children and Families released their report with a panel discussion of experts at the Springdale Public School District Central Office Wednesday afternoon. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.